Thank you. sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
Give me oil,
give me oil in my lamp. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning.
Mighty God.
love you, Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. I got to steal one from Brother Jeremy. He come back to the office better men to go give his prayer request. And he said, it's preparation for revelation. I like that. How many of you been enjoying them church ages?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. He says, there it is, as Satan gets exposed and mighty God gets unveiled before
Amen.
Us. That we seem, and what a time that we're living in, is all these mysteries being unfolded right before our very eyes, that we see it happen.
Yes, sir.
And what was the church age we just listening to?
Ephesus.
That was a little bit light. Okay, what church age would we just get done listening to?
Ephesians.
And who is the messenger?
Paul.
Oh, amen. Who's the seventh church age messenger?
Amen.
Hey, there you go. You got to know them all, but you got to know that last one. You're learning about all the rest of them and that you know them, but just you got to be reminded all the time. You already know it. It's anchored in your heart.
Yes.
That's revelation.
Yes.
A revelation in our last days of who God sent to our day to bring forth yes. this word right now
yes.
so that we can understand and see it. Mighty God unveiled before us.
Amen.
Is what it is.
Amen.
He said, but he had something against them. What was it? They lost their first love.
Amen.
He said that they wanted to get back into the world. He says that they wanted to have their TVs, he said. He said they wanted to have their movies. They wanted to get out in the world. They wanted to be part of that. They went back into it. It made him sick. He said he couldn't stand it. He says, what did they need to do? Get back to Pentecost.
Amen.
That's what we want to do. And that's what we're doing. Getting back to Pentecost, the first love. He said that was the first love. Back there, what happened to them? And it is, he says, that we are, and being written epistles, read of all men. He says, your life. He
yes.
says, do you know that you can bring a reproach upon the word, the cause of Christ?
Yes.
That's what he just got done telling us. He said, your life can bring a reproach.
Yes.
The way that you talk, the way that you act, the way that you do business. He said, because you are going to be maybe the only written Bible that the world will ever see. Because you tell us, I'm a son of God, and you act like that. You're a daughter of God and you do things like that.
Yes.
He says, it mars your testimony. He goes, it's not the bootlegger.
Right.
He said, it's not the prostitute. He said, they're lost. He said, it's the Christian.
Amen.
He says, that's what brings a reproach upon the word.
Yeah.
And Satan's clever. He comes in and he goes, man, you guys are just, you're a little bit strict. You're just a little bit strict. You're just a little bit, you know, self-righteous. We're Christians.
Amen.
We're sons and daughters of God. He said, trying to live a sanctified life before the Lord Jesus, trying to get everything out of the way.
Amen.
He says, do you appear of nothing that looks or seems like the world?
Yeah.
He says, that's what we want to get away from. He told us the other night, he says, if you can't do it in the name of Jesus' name, don't do it.
Amen.
He says, if you come around, everything that you do, can I do this in Jesus' name? He said, if you can't, don't do it.
Amen.
He said, you shouldn't do it. Would you be around if Jesus was right there next to you? That's always in my mind. Remember, he's always right there.
Yes.
He never leaves. He's always right there. His tutor is the Holy Spirit. Remember, we didn't learn. There are three gods. There's one God, but that Holy Spirit, our tutor, he said he's always there with us and watching us and telling us what to do. And we got to be careful what we say and what we do. And it's so easy to be sucked up into the world or the things of the world. And sometimes they seem so innocent. They seem like nothing. They're important.
Amen.
It's important. How important is it? Let's hear what he has to say.
Yes.
He says, and you seal your destination right here,
yes.
the way you live and the way you do.
Yes.
You seal your destination. He says, we're free moral agents. He doesn't know who is and who isn't.
Yes.
He says, he threw out the net and what come in. By grace, I'm a son of God. I know I am.
Yeah.
You know you are too, don't you?
Yeah. Amen.
But this really struck me, something that Brother Branham said the other night. You know, we always look at the, if you will, the big things, or we think the big things. Oh, they're out smoking and they run and drink, or she cut her hair, or you know, they've been out to movies, or they've been out doing this, or things of the world, let them creep in, you know. Those seem like the obvious things. Those are the big things of what matters. What the prophet of God said. And he says, and seal your destination right here, the way you live and the way you do, out holding grudges and mean and everything. And then run to church. Oh, mercy. Shame on you.
Amen.
Hold grudges. How many has ever held a grudge? How many is holding grudges right now? Nobody wants to hold their hand up. You better make sure. That's what he said. Don't hold grudges. He says, don't be mean. That hits me. Sometimes I feel I get mean. I made it like a big thing around. I got really a thing with these guys on bikes on the road. Just Lord help me. I can't help it. It drives me crazy. I don't want to be, but this, that's the enemy. He can do that. Brother Branham said, driving fast is a sin.
Amen.
This is their world. Come up to the four-way stop sign. Oh, I beat you. I'm first. I'm going to go first. It's his world. Let him go. It's simple things. That's the life of Christ. I need more of that. You need more of that. How are we going to be what we are, sons and daughters of God, unless we can do that? He said we also heard something, another word that we heard. You know what that big word is? Nicolaitanism.
Amen.
He says, and they hated it.
That's right.
He liked it because they hated it.
Amen.
And what did he say? So do I.
Amen.
So do I. I hate it. And I hate it. You hate it.
Amen.
Because we're sons and daughters of God. We hate it. He says, what was it? He says, Nico. N-I-C-K-O. Nico, which means to conquer or to overthrow.
Amen.
He says, Nicolaitanism. He says, what they were trying to do, where they were trying to take the church, where God had pastors and the Spirit of God moving by gifts in the church by the living God, and they were having a doctrine start that they were going to have some priest or bishop or pope or so forth that God said he hated. He hates it yet today. The same thing. And it's the Spirit to conquer, to tell. But what did he say? He goes on. He says, the Holy Ghost was sent to rule the church.
Amen.
Not just the preachers, the whole congregation.
Amen.
Amen. Man, I've been studying where we have a part.
Yeah.
It just thrills my soul. I've got a part. You got a part.
Yeah.
And he says, just the preachers be holy. It's all the church has the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Look, reaching through you as individual persons. How Brother Branham and their priest, he said, I come to get your licks of fire, that Holy Spirit come, so I could bring the revelation.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. He says, it first started out in this church age, he said, it was deeds.
Yes.
And he says, then in the next church age, he said, it just sprang up. It just started in this church age. And that's what he's revealing. Here it comes. Here it comes. He said, in the next church age, here it comes. And he said, now it's a doctrine.
Yep.
And it is. It's a doctrine. Now we know where we're at right now. But he says, there's what sprang up. And he says, that was that Paul. He looked and he said, he saw those wolves.
Amen.
He said that they were wolves. And there it is. We see it in our day and time. He says, but we do. We have something to do. And that is back again, back to the first love, away from that. And when that bride recognizes exactly who that they are, that's when the full revelation comes. That's when we can move forward. Just like they do if we're saying we want to go back to Pentecost. What happened on Pentecost? The Holy Spirit fell.
Yes.
They had something to do, though.
Yes.
Did they just get in a big room like this right here and say, okay, here it comes? It didn't happen that way. The Word tells us it didn't happen that way. They had to wait.
Amen.
They had to do something. They had to get themselves ready. They had to get away with the world and things of the world or whatever. Brother Branham said that one of the disciples come up to Peter, you know, and said, I think he said one time it was John. I'm not for sure on that. But he said one of the disciples come and said, I think we got it. I think we're ready. He said, Peter said, uh-uh. We ain't ready yet. Peter knew he didn't want to fail again. He knew he had already failed one time. Oh no, I don't know him. I don't know who that he is. He goes, he wasn't about to fail again. He wanted to make sure.
Amen.
And when they all were sure and they were all ready and everything was out of the way, then the Holy Spirit come. And he anointed them all with the Holy Spirit. He said a rushing mighty wind came down. And he says they were all and tongues were up on them. They spoke in tongues and prophesied and all those things that happened. That's what we want. Amen. Is that what you want?
Amen.
Amen. Let's repeat this. Brother Branham said it, and let's repeat it. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I love you.
I love you.
I believe.
I believe
that Jesus Christ,
is
the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
God made manifest.
God made manifest
in the flesh.
In the flesh
to take away my sins.
To take away my sins.
I do not trust my merits.
I do not trust my merits.
I have none.
I have none.
But I am solemnly.
I am solemnly.
Trusting, in the merits, of Jesus Christ, who is my Savior, my God,
my King,
I love Him.
I love Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I think I just tacked this up right next to my bed so I can just say that every morning to him when I get up in the morning. I have nothing. You're everything. I have no merits. I have nothing. But I believe in the shed blood of Calvary, and I believe in predestination, and I believe he saved me, and I'm holding on to it. No matter what it looks like or what it seems, I'm a son of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm happy.
Amen.
Amen.
I do want to make an announcement real quick that if the Lord is willing, is this Saturday at the Youth Center, we're going to have the Agape Tour for you there. So all the displays, yeah, I'm excited. Are really excited about it is that I'm sorry I did hear that I know that there's a wedding shower, there's some birthdays, and it's hard to pick a weekend that there's not something going on. So I apologize to anybody that had something else going on. It's the only weekend that we can do it. We're getting ready to announce that to start on the Agape Tour, but I wanted to make sure that you all seen it first and see all the displays and to see the tablet and what it does and talk to the brothers and hold it in your hand and see all the different things that it's going to do for the bride of Jesus Christ. It's going to change everything for the bride of Christ. It's going to change everything that we do for the voice of God and the distribution of this message. It's just going to put the voice of God in the people's hands. And that's, we've struggled for years. We've been 4 years of trying to get this project out of the ground. It's just like every time we go to print the church age book, and all the brothers, is Brother Craig, there he is. You can ask him back there in the press, Brother George and Brother David Collins, them. It's a disaster. We have paper companies that come in and paper doing all kinds of crazy things. Man, we've been printing that paper, man, for 35 years. We've never seen that happen. It's like, it's the church age book. Of course, he hates it. It reveals who he is. It's always a disaster. Something's always breaking down and not working every time. He hates it. And he hates this too. But our Lord makes a way. When there is no way, he makes the way. Amen. Amen. We're just talking in the back room, Brother Samuel and Brother William and I. It's those little times when the Lord, you know, we go through daily. It's a struggle daily. And I know that he's there. I believe it. But sometimes it's like, Lord, what have I done something? Have I failed you? Have I done something wrong? Are you mad at me, Lord? Or doing something? You know what I'm talking about? That struggle. It's like, Lord, I know that you're doing. You have to fight through it. You have to fight through it. And then all at once, just a little touch is all I need, Lord. And that'll carry me. That'll carry me. Aren't you glad for those little, just those little touches? Praise the Lord. Amen. One day we're going to live in that presence all the time. Amen. That's what's so wonderful. And we're trying, Father. We're doing everything that we can to get there. We're on our road. We've been walking around in circles for a lot of years. I'm tired of walking around. I want to go across. I want to get there. So all of us together, and that's what we're here to doing, is to get on the other side. Love one another. That's what he said. That's the capstone. You're going to hear him drill that down tonight, what it is. We got to love one another. You can't have something against somebody else or think of something else, or you got to see it my way or it's the byway if you don't. That's not what Brother Branham taught. That's not what he did. Sons and daughters of God. That's what we are. You love one another, hold each other up in prayer, and let's move forward. I mean, he'd been trying to tell us this for a lot of years. It's about time we learned it. We are learning it. We are done. Amen. Let's stand up and we'll have a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's bow our heads as we just meditate upon him and think of him and all the wonderful, wonderful things that he does for us. Think how wonderful he is tonight. He let us come here in this building to sit together with these brothers and sisters that love this message and the Lord Jesus with all their heart, giving their lives for this message, holding you up in prayer, that loves you and prays for you. You're praying for them and they're praying for you. And to know that someday we're going to spend eternity together. It's just wonderful. We just need to be reminded of it all the time. I want to remind you all the time too, who you are. Who you are. You're on a road. You're in a battle. You're fighting a battle. And you're going to fall. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to do things wrong. Make it right. Right then. Yes. Lord, forgive me. Father, you know. He knows. He's always there. Amen. We're just needy human beings. Amen. Just a little touch from him. Yes. And Father, that's what we want. Just a little touch, Lord, from you. I know that you're here. He's right here. Right here, in and out, back and forth, and moving around, and he's just holding on to you. He's whispering in your ear right now, I love you, child. You're mine. I give my life for you.
Amen.
And whatever you have need of, if you'll just believe it tonight, son or daughter, I'll give it to you.
Amen.
Just believe it. That's all you have to do. I'm here. I'm gentle. I love his arms around me.
Amen.
It's everything to us.
Thank you.
We've had one prayer request that has come in. It's our brother Anderson. He's our distributor down in Brazil. And he's hurt his back and he's in a lot of pain. And I did get a report back for Sister Nadine Wirtz that her leg was real bad with infection. And the infection has gone down like we knew it would. And she's feeling better. I might not have heard the reports of the others, but I know they're doing good. Because we have asked, and we shall receive.
Amen.
And we join together with our brothers and sisters that are listening in tonight around the world.
Thank you.
One day we're going to be with them. We'll be with you all. Thank you, man. You remember that night I was on the other side of the world? I was in Florida. I was in Arizona. I was in Chicago. I was in Canada. I was in the different places. But here we are together, the bride, united together. The Word is the only thing that can bring us together, is the Word. Nothing else, not man, only the Word.
Amen.
And we believe the Word, Lord Jesus. We're believing tonight, and Lord, we want to ask you that we have a request upon our heart. We're just going to make it known to him by raising our hands and saying, Lord, you know what it is and you know what's underneath in my hand, Lord, and what I have need of. Not only for me, but my brothers and sisters in this prayer request, and you know what it is. And Lord, give us patience. you'll answer in your time.
Yes.
But we don't want our faith to falter while we're waiting.
Amen.
Just let us hold on, Father. Let us hold on. You promised, and your word can't fail.
Amen.
So we just hold on, Father. We hold on. The battle gets hard, but we're not going nowhere.
Amen.
We're like Peter. Where would we go?
Yes.
These are the words of eternal life.
Amen.
And they can't fail.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we believe them.
Amen.
So we're just going to sing a little song to him that we love you, Lord.
Yes.
And we want to reach out and touch you, Lord. As you just come by and in and out of the audience here and up and down the aisles to us, we're just going to hold on to you, Lord, and we're going to believe that what we ask for, we're going to get it. You believe it?
Amen.
It shall be as you ask.
Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He
gracious Heavenly Father, how wonderful it is, Lord Jesus. We just love you, Lord. We adore you, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you from the depths of our heart, Lord Jesus, for your grace and your mercy and love to us, Lord.
Amen.
Father, you've done so much for us, Lord.
Amen.
Father, that you would become me, sin,
yes,
worthless, that I could become you. Lord, we all, as a church, we cry out to you, Abba, Father.
Yes.
We love you, Lord, and thank you, Lord. We're holding on to that cross at Calvary for what you did, Lord. And we know by your stripes, we were healed, Lord. It's a work that's already done, Lord. It's not something that has to be done. It's already done, Lord Jesus. And Father, we claim it, Lord. Every hand, every request, Lord, here that's in this building and it's across the world, Lord Jesus, every hand, every prayer request, Lord, you're going to meet it, Lord Jesus. We're going to believe it together as your bride, Lord Jesus. Just, Lord, take a hold of us, Lord, in your arms and hold us, Lord Jesus. Comfort us, Lord, tonight, and just be with us, Lord. We want to invite you to be here with us. We want you to be in every home, in every church, in every place, Lord. Come down and anoint your people, Lord Jesus. We are weak, but you are strong, Lord Jesus. You're more than able. Lord, it's just us, Lord, but we believe. And that's what you told us to do, to believe. We confess with our hearts, Lord, we believe. We put the anchor down and we drive that stake, Lord, and believe every request, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Come be with us, Lord. Let us worship you tonight, Lord.
Yes.
Open up our hearts, Lord, and give us more revelation of your word, Lord.
Yes.
That's what's the desire of our heart, Lord, to
yes,
see that revelation of who you are.
Amen.
And who we are, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Father, if there's anything that's hindering anyone here or me, Lord, get it out of the way, Lord Jesus. We want to be ready and get ready, Lord, for your soon coming, Lord. Father, I don't want to have no meanness. I don't want to have no grudges. I don't want to have nothing against nobody or an evil thought or anything. Lord, if I do, forgive me and let my brothers and sisters forgive me, Lord. I don't want nothing, Lord, nothing. Just help me, Lord, to be closer to you, Lord. And that's what we're here for, to hear your word, to get closer, to be more like you, Lord. Open up our hearts, Lord Jesus. This anointed word to touch your anointed children. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with us now, Lord, as we commit this service into your precious hands, Lord Jesus. We love you. And we say, amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Just reach out and touch the Lord as He goes.
One more time.
Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. And you will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. For He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Just reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Amen. You may be seated. His presence is so sweet. How we love Him. How we're thankful for that amazing grace in your life. He brought us to this place once again. Let's just sing it with all of our hearts, Amazing Grace.
Well, it's amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And
there 10,000 years.
praise God one more time. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
It was there.
all stand. God is so good, isn't He? Does He answer prayer? Amen. He is so good to me. Let's sing that little chorus. Oh God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God is good. So
you just love that sweet Holy Spirit. So precious. Now it's time for the best part of the service. To hear the Word. That wonderful Word that feeds our soul, our very being. What we were put here on earth to do. To hear this word and to worship Him. Let's just sing our national anthem as we welcome Brother Branham to the pulpit.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. And all things are possible. Only believe.
We believe, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us remain standing. As we have Brother Branham come to the pulpit tonight to bring us the message of the Sumerian church age, which we know was written 2,000 years ago, but revealed to his bride tonight.
Amen.
Amen. You believe that?
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. Here's our pastor, Brother Branham.